What is long and hard on a Shadowrunner? Second grade. Welcome to Geekly News Desk for the week of January 15th, 2015. I'm Simon Atwell, and as always, I'm joined by... Justice Orc himself.
Yeah.
Who probably didn't even make it to second grade.
Probably. Probably was in grade one, found a gun, and then it was all downhill from there.
I gotta tell you, it is very hard to find Shadowrun jokes that somebody who has no idea would have anything about Shadowrun would get. Like, it's impossible. They all require some knowledge of, wait, what does that stupid word mean? Or what is that, you know, security company's name? It's
and even very then, difficult. Like, I've played Shadowrun, and I know about it and more than the average person, and I would still be like, yeah.
There are some jokes that I read it, I was like, what does that even mean? Huh? It was very difficult, but I was really determined, so I went for schoolyard joke. Second grade.
Yeah.
All right. I think we'll just jump right into... Actually, we don't have as many notes as I thought we did. Why did I think we had more notes than this?
I don't know.
Because I'm crazy, I guess. Anyway, we'll just jump right in and see where we go.
Both feet right in the pool.
Starting with movies, as we always do. Maybe one day we'll change up the order. But probably
mix up
not.
The form.
Probably
keep
not.
You listeners on your toes.
Anyway, to start off, Tom Hardy has dropped out from the Suicide Squad movie because... of a scheduling conflict with the Revenant, which is caused by something else. The scheduling conflict is caused by something else being pushed back. It was actually quite obnoxious when I read it. Yeah, I've also never heard of the Revenant.
I saw a movie on Netflix that was called something along those lines. It was kind of cool, actually.
Let's see, The Revenant, 2015. IMDb. Oh, there's a Revenant for 2009, too. Dude, Hugh Glass.
I think it was a comedy.
This one is not. The frontiersman Hugh Glass, who in the 1820s set out on a path of vengeance against those who left him for dead after a bear mauling. That does not sound like a comedy to me.
No.
Sounds like...
I don't know. Could be funny. Could be like hilarious bear mauling.
Leo DiCaprio going to kill some people. That's what it sounds like.
Leo DiCaprio.
Anyway, let's see what 2009 is. In Los Angeles, a fallen soldier who has joined the ranks of the living dead reunites with his best friend in order to deal with the city's drug dealers and killers.
Woo!
Well, that sounds... It doesn't sound like it's supposed to be a comedy, but it does sound like it would be hilarious to watch.
I feel sorry for the guy.
Anyway, so yes, Tom Hardy is no longer playing Rick Flagg, but apparently Jake Gyllenhaal, which, Andrew, you completely misspelled...
I know I misspelled it.
It's hard to spell. I had to look it up. I think I typed into Google G-Y-L, and they're like, Gyllenhaal. Like, well, yeah. What other word starts with G-Y-L? But yes, apparently Jake Gyllenhaal is in talks to replace him. I don't know who Rick Flagg is.
I don't have an opinion. Any of this.
I don't have any idea who Rick Flagg is, so I don't know.
I don't either.
I can't tell you if either of them were a good cast or not.
There's no King Shark, so I'm not interested.
Lies, you're interested. Just not as interested as you would be
Okay,
if there
I'm not
was a King Shark.
excited, really.
That's fair.
I'll watch it, but I'm not excited about it. It's really easy to get me excited, so it's kind of disappointing. But they got time yet, so we'll see.
And second on movies is that there is a new Avengers trailer that hit the interwebs earlier this week. I don't remember exactly when. You see a couple of other things you haven't seen in the previous trailer. It's worth a watch. It looks kind of awesome. Have you seen this trailer yet, Andrew?
Sorry, I'm in the process of sneezing.
Ah, well.
I
You
was
done?
cleaning and organizing today, so there's dust everywhere in my nose. Yes, I saw this trailer.
What'd you think? Do you think it would look awesome? You excited for
And
this
I
movie?
wish to beyond excited. They've got the hype train like full tilt on this movie. Need it.
I don't remember when Avengers comes out. It's sooner than I think, though.
Probably summer movie, isn't it?
May 1st? Or is that May 11th? I think that's May 1st. Yep, that's May 1st and an exclamation mark. It comes out May 1st. Guys.
Are you
That's
pumped? Because I'm pumped.
so not that far away.
So pumped. I don't want any more trailers. Just stop it.
It's like 4 months. It's not that
My head's
far.
gonna explode.
Well, speaking of heads exploding, this is not anything about heads exploding, but let's just move right into TV and talk about Community. Because that's even sooner than Avengers 2.
Yeah.
Because
Also,
they.
one more note on the Avengers 2.
Oh, all right.
The whole Hulkbuster bit, there's a little extra in there.
Yeah.
I am so excited. Just had to add in more of my excitement.
Hulkbuster is pretty awesome. But Community, because they have released a trailer, of sorts. It's quite a funny trailer, I thought.
Yeah, it's really clever.
Yeah.
Very community. It's like a trailer, not trailer.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're talking about, oh, we don't need to release a trailer. We don't need to tell you who we are, Flash Community. We don't need to tell you where we're airing, Flash Yahoo. It's actually pretty great.
Flash community. You don't need to know who I am. How are you?
Yeah, I don't really. How are you? That was great. I love
And
David
I
Prudy.
like the little bit where Dan Harmon is in it.
I don't need to tell you what I created, what I got. Yeah.
Or what I got fired from and what I came
Right.
back to.
Yeah. It's pretty great. It's a pretty excellent trailer. We have a link to it in our show notes. And you guys really gotta watch it, because it's even if you don't like Community, because it's not like a usual trailer where they show you different parts of the show and whatnot. It's the actors and Dan Harmon talking to the camera in front of like a white background. It's great.
It is great. I'm
And
hyped.
that comes back in March 17th.
Yep, March 17th
Are
on
they
the Yahoos.
releasing that like a traditional show or like Netflix style?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
As far as I know, they haven't really said anything specifically about that.
I guess we'll find out on March 17th.
And but, then we'll figure out how that Yahoo works.
That this Yahoo streaming thing that apparently
didn't even exists. Know it was a thing until
this. Nobody knew it existed until they picked up Community.
Yeah, well played, Yahoo. Well played.
Now just make the movie, and everybody will love you forever. 6 seasons.
We talked that what's her face wasn't going to be back.
I don't remember if we talked about it on the show. Yvette Nicole Brown will only be in a few episodes. She'll be back just only in the first couple episodes, I think.
Yeah. Also, this, Pierce will be back in some capacity.
And as far as we know, I don't think Troy is. Not as far as I have heard, at least.
I haven't heard anything about Troy come back.
Still, I'm sure it'll still be good. Because it's still
Community. Yeah. This is season 6, buys.
It's the last season.
So Troy can come back for the movie.
Yeah. Yep, that's it. Nope, can't think of a segue. So just going on to my next point. So, you know how CW is really starting to build up on the what is apparently called the Arrowverse now, which they have, you know, Arrow and The Flash. Well, in this fall, they apparently CW also has an online thing called CW Seed. Who knew? Because they will be airing an animated show called Vixen, which is set in the Arrowverse, and will have the Arrow and the Flash showing up in it at least at some point.
Interesting.
It says they will make an appearance, and then this is based on the character, the DC character named Vixen. Imagine that. These it's not like these shows are following a naming convention where you just name it after the hero. Probably just easier that way. So I'm looking at her. I've not heard of Vixen before, but apparently her special powers is she has a mystical Tantu totem, which gives her the abilities of one animal at a time. So she can, I guess, do more than one animal, just not at once.
Strange.
Yeah. And here in her family's totem, she can ask the pairs of animals anything from the super strength of a gorilla to the speed of a cheetah. Huh. So yeah, just one at a time.
Is she hot, I guess?
I don't know. It's animated.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Maybe she's
a pop. Name like Vixen.
Yeah, I don't know where the name comes from. That's a good point. I have no idea where that name comes from. It's weird. Maybe somebody.
Googling the word.
Maybe somebody.
Or I guess I'm Yahooing the word.
Somebody who knows more about DC might figure out why she named Vixen when her powers, I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't seem to match up with what I know the word to mean. Now I'm looking it up. God damn it, Andrew, this is all your fault. A female fox. A vixen is a female fox.
That makes sense.
So there it is. There's the animal.
When you see her outfit, it makes even more sense.
Does it? I just closed my page.
Like orange and black. It's foxy. Yeah.
It's a little too. It's not quite the. It's a little too orange for Fox Fred, but still.
Well, picture I saw was orange and black.
We figured it out. Figured it out, guys. You can stop. You can relax, everybody. We figured it out. The detectives were on the case, and we solved it.
With the power of Google and Yahoo.
The power of the internet.
Firefox has Yahoo set to its default search. I just discovered. It is better than Bing, but...
It's true. Everything's better than Bing, though.
It's true.
Anyway, last thing in
the TV. Sound of Found. The
last thing in TV. Just a quick note, because there's not really a lot of news out there about this. There was a reason that I needed the bookmark that I lost. Have you heard, Andrew, that NBC is doing a show called Heroes Reborn?
Yes, I did know that.
We're not 100% sure. They haven't said a lot about this show, besides that Tim Kring is coming back, because he was, I believe, the writer and producer on the original Heroes. And Jack Coleman is coming back. He was also on the original Heroes. I don't know if it's the same character or not. That's what I'm looking up right now. Oh, he was the voice of Doctor Strange in Ultimate Spider-Man.
Sweet.
Interesting. Heroes, where are you? Yeah, Noah Bennett. So he's reprising his role from Heroes on Heroes Reborn. And they have... This week they announced, I guess, or somebody found out, that they have also cast Zachary Levi. In this show. He was not in the original Heroes, so we don't know what capacity, because they're being pretty quiet about this show.
Yeah. I don't know what its deal is.
Well, I don't know either. If they're...
I liked the first season of Heroes a lot, and I only stopped watching it just because of, like, TV scheduling stuff.
I actually never got around to watching Heroes.
I watched it on TV and everything, like TV with commercials and everything at a specific time. Man, that was a different age.
But I like Zachary Levi, and so depending on what they do with the show, I'll probably check it out. Like, I don't know if it's a remake of the same thing, or if it's a continuation, or if it's just doing the name, a remake in spirit, so sharing some of the characters. But anyway, we'll keep.
I think that's probably the last one.
Our nose to the grind, our ear to the ground. That's it. Not nose to the grindstone. That's something completely different.
We're not working.
Yeah, we'll keep our ears to the ground about it. Or at least I will.
I might.
Well, I bet you don't really need to keep your ears to the ground about this first thing in the games section, because it's pretty much out there.
Yeah. So, first thing in games is, of course, the new 3DS XL and the new 3DS are set to come out in February. Doesn't come with a charger in the package.
That's very strange. I didn't realize that.
It's very strange. But it's the same charger that they've used for every...
Yeah, since the DS.
Yes. So they figure, you know, there's enough out there.
I mean, I think I have three.
Yeah. But
by now, people probably have one.
I've got two or three, so it's not a huge concern to me. But, you know, there's a... person just get into it, it's a bit of a pain to...
That is very strange. I mean, I'm gonna tell you, I just spent more money than I wanted to, because I bought a Vita, and the only Vitas available are the Borderlands 2 bundle, which I didn't care about the Borderlands 2. And even that came with a charger. Even though it's like the third iteration of the Vita now, apparently, because it's slimmer.
Yeah.
And it comes with a bigger memory card, which is nice. Because proprietary. So, I'm planning on selling that Borderlands 2 game. Somehow. So, not coming with a charger is very strange. Like, even if you expect people to have it.
But it's Nintendo, so they do what they want, and people still buy it.
Well, that's true.
I mean, as proof, with the Majora's Mask new 3DS, sold out in 5 minutes at GameStop.
And everywhere else.
And pretty much everywhere else. Down to scrounging now. And scrounging and people like scalping the pre-orders.
Crazy expensive now.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure does not come. Whoops, if I could type.
It doesn't come with the game.
It's a game. I think it comes out before the game comes out.
Yeah. Not much more.
Which is fine. I mean, it looks pretty awesome, but that's fine.
It's a really nice looking DS.
I have the other Zelda one that actually came with the game. Just buy the Majora's Mask game, you know, separately.
Also, if a button came with the game, you wouldn't be able to get the sweet-ass collector's edition with the figure.
No, that's true. The statue thingy. Yeah. Figure statue, whatever the hell it was. That's what we discussed. That's why last week we discussed what the difference between a statue and a figure was. We never did settle that to 100%. I think we just were like, yeah, it's one of the, something like that.
Something along those lines. Let's just deal with it.
Yeah. You know, like we usually do. So I'm looking forward to the Majora's Mask game. Honestly, probably more than I did about the Ocarina of Time. Because that has happened a lot now. Ocarina of Time has just come out, like, half a dozen times.
It's come out the same amount of times, I think.
I've never heard of a remake of Majora's Mask before. I don't remember it being remade. Actually, well, that's not true.
They I think it was it a part of that.
They did it for the GameCube.
Yeah, that GameCube remake. Well, they did and that was the only before. Remake of Ocarina too, wasn't it?
I think there was other ones before the 3DS, wasn't there? I thought there was another one. I thought there was another one.
I think that's it.
I might be wrong. But here's the thing. I liked Majora's Mask more than I liked Ocarina of Time. And I've never beaten
it. Majora's Mask is awesome. And really creepy vibe from it.
I've never beaten it because I always got stuck at this. I could never go faster. I always got stuck at this. I had to, at the same
time. I think it was like a giant short of stopping the moon from killing everything, but I have done the last boss fight. Maybe actually, I did beat it. Can you beat it without having all the giants?
I don't know, man. I've never beaten it.
Yeah, because I know I've done the last boss fight, but maybe I just got my brother to do it. Then I just did the last boss fight.
It's possible. I mean, the first go-through, you technically go through the 3 days and meet Skull Kid.
Yeah.
You go to the moon, and then you get your Ocarina back. So technically, everybody's been there.
No, but I, like, fought him.
I don't know, man. That was a long time ago.
Before well, I'll find movie. Out. I'll find out in February.
I guess so.
And I'll know this time how you do that stupid Ocarina song.
Oh, just slow down time?
Yeah, that I didn't know the first
either,
time.
Through. Either you do it backwards or you do double the notes. I don't remember. I think double notes is speeds up time. Do it backwards is slow down time.
Yeah, that's the other benefit of doing it this way around, because there's the internet to help for things.
I knew that the first go. First time, man, and I still got fucking stuck at the same point. Can never go faster. Anyway, so Andrew, are you gonna play Evolve? Are
Sorry?
you gonna play Evolve
Oh yeah.
in beta?
Beta. I need it so hard. I've been organizing and stuff all day, so I didn't have a chance to hook the Xbox up and see if I can get this going. But the Evolve beta is available to all Xbox Live members on the One.
On the
It's
Xbone.
a closed beta for the PC, so I mean I'd rather get in on that, but if I have to use the Xbone, then why not? But Evolve looks so rad.
What did I see? I saw this review of Evolve that I thought was hilarious. It's like an excellent game of cat and mouse where, after enough cheese, the mouse can eat the cat. Like, yep, that sounds pretty awesome.
I like the double use of the word cheese. That's great. Sounds like the best review.
Think that was a Steam review. I could be wrong though.
I believe it. There are a lot of good Steam reviews out there.
Yeah, they're ludicrous ones. People spend way too much time writing them. I will not be playing this beta because I neither have an Xbone nor am I in the beta on Steam. Not for that game. No, actually, I've never played a beta game on Steam. I don't think.
I have.
And I'm trying to figure out if I bought early access with beta on any of these games that I own.
I got a
Steam?
couple for the Kickstarter. I got the War Machine one. I did the beta for Company Heroes 2. Probably other things.
Don't think I did on anything on. I mean, I guess. Except when I played it in beta, the Dwarf Corp thing, but I didn't play that through Steam when I played that beta. I don't think I ever had, which is weird to me. I must have played something.
I'm sure I've got some other early access stuff on Steam. It's kind of like a beta.
Yeah, I don't know that I've got. Was Hawken? No, you guys got Hawken early with the Kickstarter, but I think. No, I did buy early access, I think, in Hawken. I think I played Hawken
Yeah.
in early access. Not as early as you guys. I got different things because you guys backed the Kickstarter, and I just bought early access through Steam.
I think I just bought early access
Oh,
too. I missed the Kickstarter.
maybe it was Justin then. One of you guys that definitely did the Kickstarter, didn't you?
Yeah, I think it was Justin. That's a good
Maybe.
game too.
That's an excellent game. We never did play that
Didn't
during
play at the LAN
back in
nor
the
the 20-hour gaming.
Extra Life 24
Extra
hours.
Life, that's it. 24.
Like the highway that goes through a town.
24. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's what I pulled out for 24. Yep.
This is the worst show we've ever done.
No, sadly it is not. Anyway, so Evolve looks rad, and if you're an Xbox Live member and have an Xbone, which for some odd reason Microsoft hated that nickname, you can totally download and play the Evolve beta.
Oh yeah, evolve.
Why
Kick some
did
monster's ass, or be a monster, kick some people's ass.
they hate the Xbone nickname? Didn't they
I
hate
don't
it?
know. Yeah. There's a blog post published by the Major Nelson guy, and he's like, "Stop, stop calling it that."
Which, that's not that bad of a nickname.
No, it could have been worse.
Yeah, oh, it could have been way worse. Anyway,
They got it lucky.
going
Anyway.
to the next point in games, which is where our Shadowrun joke comes from, and what I'm honestly most excited about, I think, in all of these news points, Shadowrun Hong Kong. So from Harebrained Schemes LLC, who is the company who did Shadowrun Returns and Shadowrun Dragonfall, which if you recall a couple weeks ago was my number two game of the year last year, because it was excellent and I love the Shadowrun world. They are now on Kickstarter. Oh, it just went up. I'm on the Kickstarter page right now, and the money they made just went up. They're doing Kickstarter for Shadow in Hong Kong. So obviously,
Is it backed already?
oh yeah,
All right,
oh,
not
it is
backed,
so
funded.
funded. 29 days to go. It was funded yesterday. 30 days to go. Over $500,000. Their goal was $100,000. It is 5 times funded. It is now 29 days to go. 5,000 or $538,936, and I haven't even backed it yet.
538% funded.
They're done. They're done. Like they backed. They had extra characters, a rigger and a street samurai as like extra characters that, hey, if we get enough, we'll throw these guys in too. Yeah, but the first time I saw that this was a thing, they'd already funded those guys. It's ridiculous.
It's like
But so,
the Conan thing got funded in the first like couple hours of
yeah, things,
Conan board game.
certain things just, go crazy fast on Kickstarter.
Egg salad.
Which is weird. So obviously, Shadowrun Hong Kong, it's like the other two. It's this cyber, this sort of tactical turn-based RPG thing, set in 2056, because Shadowrun. And hey, imagine this one, Shadowrun Hong Kong. It's set in Hong Kong. Never would have guessed that, eh?
I never would have.
What is very interesting is some of these goals are really great. I mean, generally, you get your basic ones, where you give like a dollar, and hey, you get the updates, and we tell you what's going on with it.
Yeah.
$15, you get the game soundtrack of all three games, and then like wallpapers for your computer and your phones and whatnot.
I always like soundtracks.
Yeah, me too.
I go for those all the time.
At 25, you get that. You get a map, and you get a book, an original Shadowrun e-book, based on Shadowrun Hong Kong.
Which is awesome.
What's extra awesome about that ebook is, I don't know, remember where it is. It's at 150, maybe. One of the higher levels is you make a character. They put it in the book. It gets put in what is going to become a canon story of the Shadowrun world,
Also
technically.
cool.
Yeah, and at
Oh man, I could put Justice Orc.
you could. I
If
mean,
Justice Orc was canon, that would be the most
it's
glorious,
expensive.
glorious thing.
I'm not getting that one. There's one at you get. You can get. I don't know the size of them. There we go. A set of Kickstarter exclusive Shadowrun Hong Kong collectible figures, ranging from 3 to 5 inches tall, dwarf to orc. Of the five characters that are in this game, you get little figures to be displayed as a
Cool.
set, highly detailed sculptures. That's pretty awesome. And at the one I think
They
I'm
have
gonna
pictures in
back,
the sculptures?
I don't think they have pictures, no. They probably haven't, don't have them made yet, probably. At the one I think I'm gonna back, the $75 one, is you get out of PDF of source books, Shadowrun out of source books that are print, a whole bunch of other shit that is, all of the above kind of shit, plus one copy of Returns, one copy of Dragonfall, and 2 copies of Hong Kong, and the brand new source book for Shadowrun Hong Kong. So for like for the tabletop. So it's got all the crew members, NPCs, and people around Hong Kong, which I think sounds awesome. Because I still do want to try playing the tabletop.
As complicated as it
again.
was.
Yeah, well, it didn't help that nobody knew how, including the DM, knew what the hell was going on.
And stuff to do with the Matrix, just.
That apparently has been fixed in later editions of Shadowrun. Apparently, in the fact that they decided to police it super hard, so it's hard to do anything in it.
It's good
That's what I heard.
because, oh God. Oh God.
Fucking, I know, so many sessions spent just waiting for our hacker to hack things, and no, nobody else did anything.
As my Justice Orc who just wields guns goes staring, staring,
Yeah. Anyway,
staring.
let's just go to the next thing, because oh, I didn't, you know what, I didn't link put a link to that, but if you go to Kickstarter and search Shadowrun Hong Kong, I'm sure you'll find it.
Yeah, even if you just go to the games, it's probably highlighted
Yeah,
anyway.
probably. So last thing in games is not a video game. It's a board game. It is a Thunderbirds board game. Yep.
Thunderbirds are go.
That Thunderbirds from the 60s. Which apparently is set later than Shadowrun is, because they're set in the year 2065. Shadowrun is 2056. Clearly, the Thunderbirds fix the world, all the shit that's fucked up in the world of Shadowrun. So Thunderbirds are
I like to
fixing
believe that that's canon now.
it. So yeah, there's Mod. God, I hate this name. Modiphius Entertainment is the company who's making it, because they got the licensing deal with ITV Studios. To develop a cooperative tabletop board game based on Thunderbirds. Modiphius partnered with Matt Brains Leacock, who was the designer of Pandemic, Forbidden Desert, and Forbidden Island, which
Sweet.
I have played two of those games. I have not played Pandemic.
I've played all of them, and they're all good.
So, I mean, and that's because it just got announced. I mean, they're planning on releasing it this autumn, which coincides with the 50th anniversary of the TV show. We don't know a ton about how it'll be played, but I expect it'll probably be similar to, you know, those beef, those aforementioned games. You know? Because at
So
least for.
cooperative.
Yeah, well, I mean, for at the least, the Desert Forbidden games are co-op survival things, and this is probably instead of you surviving, you're cooperatively trying to save people. Instead of, as opposed to Forbidden Desert and Forbidden Island, where you're trying to survive cooperatively. Still, Thunderbirds, man. I might, depending on the price point, I might pick that up just for the sake of. Say owning the Thunderbirds board game.
There go. I'd play it.
Yeah, well, you play almost anything in a board game, don't you think?
That's actually true.
All right.
You get me with that every time.
Let's go to comics, Andrew. And this first thing, since you're the one who loves it so much, I'll let you talk about this one.
Hooray! So, Fables released their issue number one of. Or, no, Fables didn't release it. Oh no, I forgot who released it.
No, Fables is the name. It's
Yeah.
part of the
Anyway, issue number one of Fables, The Wolf Among Us is out.
There you go.
And it's the comic series of Fables, but based off the Telltale series.
Of, you know,
And,
The Wolf Among Us.
yeah, The Wolf Among Us. And it's pretty great. The story is. Haven't read the comic. The issue I have with the comic is I've seen some panels of it, and I don't really like the art in it.
Oh, do they not stick to the cartoony, whatever you call
Well,
that
they
cell
did.
shading?
It's just they did it wrong. Like, it just looks wrong. I don't know. It's not well done, and that's usually a killer for me in comics.
Well, yeah. If you don't like the art, it's very difficult to care for a comic. Because the art is probably more important than the writing in when you're talking about a comic.
Yeah. But I like the story. And I'm interested to see more of it happen. And maybe we'll get a different artist at some point.
Well, that does happen in comics
And
fairly often.
these will be released monthly.
I had a shit. I had a segue, and I've lost it. So, segue. looking for.
Segue.
Did you, I assume, Andrew, you have w read the webcomic Looking for Groot, yes?
Yes, I am a fair bit behind, but yes, I love looking for group.
I actually think, I'm probably a couple weeks behind now. I might not be caught up anymore. Well, guess what? Dynamite is going to be releasing it as an actual comic series.
Is it like a re-release or a new series?
I believe it is a re-release, because let me read. Released an ongoing comic series by Dynamite Entertainment. The series written by Ryan Somer and illustrated by Laura D'Souza Hawk. Apparently that person's name is just Hawk. All right. Ryan Dunleavy and Ed Rizowski will include strips from the very beginning, along with bonus scenes from non-playable character and Tiny Dick Adventures, which are two of the three sort of spin-off things that they've done now.
NPC is funny.
Yeah, NPC's very funny. So it looks like it's a physical re-release, which is weird because they have done their trade paperbacks themselves before, yeah? Have they not?
I don't know.
I thought I've seen
I imagine they would have, but
I thought it's,
I'm
or
not actually sure.
maybe it's just through Kickstarters or something. I thought I saw
Was it at
them.
conventions?
Yeah, I thought I saw them at Fan Expo. But maybe that's
I
it.
tried
Maybe.
to make it to the table.
I did at one point. One day. It was probably Friday, or maybe it was Sunday. It certainly wasn't Saturday. I didn't even make it to that fucking building on Saturday. God damn. Anyway. Maybe this will just make it so, you can put it in comic stores all over the place. As opposed to them, where they just kind of got to sell it themselves. Because it does sound to me like it's a re-release
Yeah.
of sorts. This is, it'll be solicited in the February 20th, the previews catalog, if you read the previews catalog, as some people actually do, who don't own comic book stores. I don't know why you would read the previews catalog if you don't own a store, but hey, whatever floats your boat.
Whatever.
Um, and
It's
it should
your
be
time.
it should be released in April. So they're expecting to release it. And I love Looking for Groot, so honestly I might pick them up. Or I might wait for a trade paperback.
Trade's the way to go.
Less space.
Yeah.
Less, oh shit, I
Less
forgot this
like.
month and now I have one missing.
Yeah, and then you got like keep them each in those little cardboard backed plastic sleeves and
And then you put them in a
whatever.
box.
You take it out and then you put it in a box. And, yeah. Whereas the trades, you can keep them out. You put them on a shelf. You put them on a coffee table. They look nice.
They don't look that
Comics are
nice.
just a stack of
They don't look that
paper.
nice. They're only paperbacks. The hardcover ones look nice. The paperbacks look okay.
Yeah, but
Anyway,
they look nicer than a stack of individual
that's
comics.
what you think.
What I know.
Anyway, it's time to bring it down here, Andrew. I'm gonna bring it down.
We made a heated comics discussion.
Our last thing in comics. Coming from Dark Horse, I don't remember the date, but they will be they will be releasing a graphic novel titled Nanjing, the Burning City, which is about the Nanjing tragedy in World War II. This story will follow two abandoned Chinese soldiers as they attempt to escape the city. So it's gonna, obviously enough, it's gonna be a, you know, a pretty serious comic, but I mean, I always think it's good, you know, it is a good thing when you can do something like this in what is traditionally considered sort of a childish or not serious medium.
Yeah. It's generally lighthearted for kids, funnies,
yeah,
etc. There's a lot of really good serious comics out there.
That, yeah,
you know, for social issues or just like the war ones. The other thing I like about that is there's a lot of good art styles that, you know, people use to convey the different emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the guy who draws this, Ethan Young, has done things similar to this before. I mean, he's an award-winning graphic novelist. He's pretty famous. He's done serious things like this before. And it is, there it is, it will be coming out in August. You know, and I mean, I think if you're interested in, you know, World War II stuff or things like that, it's probably worth worth checking out. Yeah? Yeah. Alright, oh, look at that, I had it written in the show notes and everything. In August, because apparently I was on the ball when I wrote the notes yesterday.
On the ball.
More so when I wrote the notes than I am now reading the notes. All right. That's it for this week. I think it's a little bit shorter, but it's because we're a little bit late and I have a little bit no time. So
thank you for a sneeze.
Thank you for listening. You can find us on Twitter. I am at Dud75, DUD75. And I'm not sure if
I'm at.
He's done sneezing.
I'm at DUP3.
And you can find the show at Gweekly News, GWEEKLYNEWS. Gweeklynews.com is our website. You can find the show notes there. You can find reviews there. You can find some other things up there. You can find links to subscribe via RSS. You can find the link to the iTunes page, which, if iTunes is your podcatcher of choice, yep, podcatcher. That's a term that hasn't been used in 10 years. A term that hasn't been used in like 10 years, man. It's an old term. Nobody calls them
like
podcatchers anymore.
It.
If iTunes is the place where you listen to your podcasts, we would really appreciate a rating and review. It makes us feel better about ourselves and not like we're just talking to the empty space of space. And it would help other people to find us.
And more people, and then more people review, and then more people find us, and then more people review, and then more people find us, and then we get advertisement.
A vicious, vicious cycle. That is all Andrew wants. Andrew wants to be able to read an ad for Audible.
He doesn't care about Adri.
He wants to read an ad for Audible. That's all he wants.
Or Squarespace. Or Dollar Shave Club. Etc. Then we'll be a real podcast.
If you want to, you know, say something to us, you can either do that through Twitter, or you can email us at feedback@greeklynews.com, or on the website, each individual post has a comment form at the bottom. Or you could go and contact us through our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/greeklynews. Alright, like I said, that's all we got for this week. So again, thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, bye everybody.